How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In South Carolina, a serial killer who wanted to be a mafia hitman is given a life sentence after the death sentence he was sentenced to was overturned. In Florida, a man loses control of his mother's Porsche, killing his passenger in a fiery crash, and a man is arrested after four are raped while they were intoxicated. These stories and more are coming at you today, Thursday, August 1st, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
Thursday.
August.
It is, man.
August 1st, bro. We're like 29 days away from LSU football.
I know. That's right? The exciting part. And Las Vegas, mind you.
Oh, yeah. So 60 days away from the opening of bowl season.
Yes.
Yep. And cooler weather's coming. And it's peanut time from Mississippi.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Beginning of August through like maybe a month and a half, 2 months. I go out there and get the big jumbos.
There you go. Pull them up. Shout out to George Washington Carver.
Right, yeah. I'd be loving this and all day. So you crawfish too hard this time of the year.
Yeah.
So I get the jumbo peanuts, and that's the one thing that freezes. They're probably better out of the freezer than they are fresh.
Well, I remember you brought me some boiled peanuts one time, and Wendy gave me like two of them.
Yeah, I'm going to bring y'all some.
He gave me like four bags, and they were gone.
Last year, normally I do like 10 bags, and you get 12 gallon size bags of boiled peanuts off each sack, 40 pound sacks. But last year, I went up there, thank God I did, in the beginning, like I'm about to do this weekend, and I got two sacks, and then the drought hit. The drought had been going, and I couldn't get any more.
Yeah.
Drove a, like 4 hours round trip. I get them from the farm.
Right.
But I'd be loving me some bowl of peanuts.
Yeah.
I think it's a southern thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But I make them hot. Yeah. I make them with garlic. I make them regularly salted.
Yeah.
Any kind of which way you like it, Jim Chapman.
Well,
then bowl of peanuts.
I do like the bowl of peanuts, and so did Wendy. Yeah, more than me.
Let me tell you real quick. The last year I was bowling by myself at the country place, and it's an all fucking day thing, right? I mean, hours and hours and hours. And so I had the burner going, and I had the pot, the water boiling. That's what takes the longest. And you got to boil them for so long and let them sit for so long, et cetera. Anyway, that jet burner's going.
Oh, yeah.
And I can hear it inside the house, and my bar's out there. But I went inside. I was watching a ball game or something. And I noticed the sound was off. And so I look out the window. The fucking thing from the bottle had melted off and was on fire. That hose was spinning.
No way.
The propane bottle. I was like, holy fuck, bomb.
And
I ran over there. And I was like, I'm going to get some water and put it out. And I was like, that ain't shit. That ain't going to work. And I had to go over there and turn the fucking bottle off.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And that's the scariest part.
I got like fucking 8 of those burners. I buy them over the years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was an old one or something. But yeah, that thing was like a snake, but it was like a fucking blowtorch. It was whipping around. I was like, pretty sure I'm about to die.
Son of a gun. That's crazy.
Some boiled peanuts.
Yeah. All for boiled peanuts. Yep. All right. Well, we're going to bring you to South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And we're going to tell you about a serial killer who was resentenced to life in prison 2 years after a federal appeals court overturned his death sentence in part because of his mental health. A judge in Lexington, Kentucky ordered Quincy Allen to spend his life in prison without possibility of parole for fatally shooting Dale Hall in July of 2002 and Jedediah Haar in August of 2002. Both shootings occurred in Richland County, South Carolina. Allen went on a shooting spree in that summer. He shot a man lying on a park bench on July 7th of 2002. That man survived, but Allen told police he shot the victim because he needed to get target practice. You like that? Right. 3 days later, he went on a break at his job at Texas Roadhouse and picked up Dale Hall. He drove her to an isolated street and shot her in the thigh, torso, and mouth. Afterwards, Allen poured gasoline on her body and set her on fire.
Try to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, the court opinion said Allen made his way back to work and continued serving the dinner crowd. Right. On August 8th of 2002, Allen got into a dispute with two sisters at the restaurant. He threatened to slap one of the women so hard that her baby would have a mark on it.
What?
That's what he said. The woman's boyfriend then showed up with Har. The men had a physical altercation, and Allen shot the boyfriend. The bullet, however, missed the boyfriend and struck Har in the head. He set the boyfriend's porch on fire hours later. Allen continued to set different cars on fire and point his gun at people. After shooting Hall and Har, Allen fled to New York. He stopped in North Carolina on his way back and killed two other people. Before he was apprehended in Texas on August 14th of 2005, he pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of armed robbery, and one count of larceny of an automobile in connection with the North Carolina murders. He was sentenced to life, but the court determined that there was convincing evidence that he was mentally ill. So he was indicted on September of 2002 for two counts of murder and a bunch of other charges. And Allen reportedly claimed he killed people because while he was incarcerated, an inmate told Allen he could get Allen a job as a mafia hitman. Wow. He pleaded guilty in February of 2005, and his attorney at the time explicitly and repeatedly asked the trial judge if he would return a life sentence if Allen pleaded guilty. Specialists brought in by the defense testified to Allen's sentencing phase that he had schizophrenia and rumination disorder. The specialist testified for the prosecution generally agreed that Allen had antisocial personality disorder, but did not find him schizophrenic. He was sentenced to death on March 18th of 2005. The judge who sentenced him said he did not see convincing evidence that Mr. Allen had major mental illness. Allen appealed, and basically on that appeal, they ended up overturning it. And so now he has life in prison. That's pretty crazy after killing that many people.
They always in the penalty phase, which, you know, you have the guilt part, which is a trial, and you have the penalty phase, whether to determine whether or not to put you to death. Yeah. They always bring in those hired guns to say, oh, he's crazy, or he was slapped when he was a kid, and whatever. And, but I mean, if you're a server at the Texas Roadhouse, I mean, you can't be that fucking crazy. You're
right.
Holding down a job and everything else, but whatever.
And you know this, obviously, but, you know, a good way that detectives determine that and judges determine that, et cetera, is did someone attempt to hide the crime after it was committed? Because that means they knew it was wrong.
Like burning the body.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you this guy did, and he moved around and did it wherever. But that's on them. And guess what? He still got a death sentence. He's going to die in prison.
Yeah, that's right.
And but that's fucking crazy. I don't really get it. Probably did have some type of mental issues.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. But
he burned people up and then went back to work. Yeah.
Can I take your order?
Yeah. Can I take your order? I just shot a girl three times and killed her.
Crazy.
Well, you know, people are crazy all over the world, Jim. And I'm going to take you to Manchester City. And that's across the pond. And a man has been arrested in connection with four horrific rapes in a city center. Now, police believe the man had been targeting intoxicated men and women before raping them and stealing their personal belongings. Right? Officers have today arrested a suspect in his 40s following the four incidents in Manchester City Center. The man remains in custody to be questioned by detectives. All four victims are being supported by specialist officers. the first of the attacks happened in February, reports this from the Manchester Evening News. Now, the Detective Superintendent Richard Hunt, I guess this task force is called the Force Lead for Rape and Other Sexual Offenses, said, "Our specialist officers have been and are continuing to support those involved in these incidents, and we are doing all we can to provide the appropriate care that they need at this time. These are truly horrific crimes. No one should feel unsafe when walking the streets of Greater Manchester. We remain committed to achieving justice for all victims of rape, and we do not tolerate any form of sexual violence in our communities. And we urge anyone who has experienced sexual violence or abuse to please come forward and report it to us. Every report will be thoroughly investigated, and we will ensure that you and your loved ones are fully supported in every step of the way as we seek justice. And if you or someone you know has been a victim of rape or sexual assault, please encourage you not to suffer in silence and report it to officers by calling, and y'all in England, it's 101 or 999 in an emergency." Now, this comes as two depraved killers who filmed their rape of a drugged and defenseless young dad are facing life sentences for his murder. Dylan Brister and Cameron Allen's spiked Callum Simpson's drinks, leaving him unconscious before subjecting him to sexual assault, which was recorded on a mobile phone. Mr. Simpson, 24, died from intoxication with the Class C drug Etoposide and alcohol following an attack on him at Brister's home. Mr. Simpson's third child was born 11 days later, right? Then they had the graphic footage from his phone shown to a jury during the trial and all that. But rape them, murder them sometimes. Fucking crazy.
Horrible.
I was in Alexander last week, and I was drinking a beer at a little Mexican place close to the hotel. And, of course, I do this. I went outside to get my phone charger, some shit, and came back in, and the girl had put a napkin over my beer. Yeah, it stopped somebody from doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And normally I would have done it myself. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, y'all cover your shit up.
Yeah, and you don't think about that when you know, back in the day when we were going out and acting rowdy, people didn't really dump shit in your drink.
Right? No, that was before GHB. And
all yeah.
Maybe a swim might have walked around and seen drinks on the bar that were halfway done and slammed them that weren't his because he couldn't afford to buy one. That could have been spiked.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to do? Y'all, they have a place called Texas Club here.
Yes, they had a live show.
It was in the Baton Rouge area. And when I was in our college years, they have these cups, and they're all different colors, and they're still got big plastic cups. Mm-hmm. And they're really good for college students, right?
To get hammered.
So when it would close, a lot of people would leave their cups on the on the tables, and I would walk out that sucker with about 12 Texas Club cups because that was new. New freaking and silverware, whatever.
Right, that was good.
New
shit
China,
right? I remember those. And when I did the crew bash there, about 3 or 4 years ago, they still had the same big ass cups. Everybody was walking around,
those are classics.
We used to get the Long Island iced teas and the cups. You'd be hammered.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Very good. Well, we're going to bring you to Florida. And I'm going to tell you about a 21-year-old man in Florida who was arrested just this week for killing his 20-year-old friend after taking his mom's new Porsche Boxster for a drive and trying to test the vehicle's speed limits. Yeah. It resulted in a fiery car wreck more than a year ago, and Zachary Crush was taken into custody on Monday and charged with one count of negligent vehicular homicide. So according to the probable cause affidavit, the Florida Highway Patrol at about 10:42 p.m. on May 16th of 2023 notified the Seminole County Sheriff's Office of a single vehicle crash that resulted in the death of a 20-year-old male. Investigators said that Crush was traveling westbound when he lost control of the Porsche and slammed into a tree before becoming fully engulfed into flames. The passenger, later identified as Dylan Astasso, was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. A subsequent autopsy performed by the medical examiner determined that his cause of death was blunt force impact of the head, torso, and extremities. Medical records further indicated that he was ejected from the vehicle and trapped under the car, which later caught fire. Based on the evidence at the scene and Crush's alleged statements to the authorities, investigators determined that he was operating the sports car in a willful and reckless manner, which led to that fatal crash. "I was driving my mom's new car. My friend wanted to see how fast it could go," Crush told the 911 emergency operator. "So I started it down the road and we lost control and it went into a ditch and flipped, went over the fence, and my friend is stuck and he's still not breathing. I think I just killed him." When a deputy asked Crush if he was in the car with the victim, he responded, "Yes, I was. It was my fault." Authorities said that Crush was distraught throughout his interactions with investigators and was filmed on body camera footage spontaneously making statements such as, "I'm so sorry, I'm the reason he's fucking dead." When authorities said that Crush did not appear to be impaired, they noted he was not familiar with the sports car and he had to be driving a speed well above the 30-mile-per-hour limit. A high-performance sports car does not respond to driver inputs such as steering, braking, and accelerating in the same manner as an average two-door vehicle would respond, investigators wrote. "A driver who is inexperienced with the operation of sports cars should operate the vehicle with caution." He was processed and released after posting a bond of $15,000. He made his first appearance on Tuesday and is currently scheduled to appear for his arraignment on August 27th. He has not yet entered a plea.
Yeah, it's
a 21-year-old in a Porsche, tough. Man. That yeah. Woo.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month. And that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, Go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
You got to be real mature.
I'm sure I drove stupidly when I
100%
was young and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, if you're just not trained, and in all my years, I mean, look, we had high speed driving courses. Louisiana State Police at Just Tech, the training center, the track is like a half a mile around, and you literally go out there and do pursuits, and they have the spray bars to put water on the track, and you just simulate all different kinds of things. And the old Crown Vicks would only do 128 that they would max out at that. But Swim's parents went to like Europe or somewhere on a cruise for a month.
Oh,
and
Lord.
He took her to the airport in New Orleans. And on the back road, it's this long, straight road to the country place. Well, Swim's dad had the first four-door white Porsche with brown leather interior in the United States of America.
Wow.
And Swim did 187 miles an hour.
Dang.
As fast as Swim's ever been.
Swim's lucky Swim's alive.
Right, it was straight away. He knew what he was doing, but
yeah,
pushed him and got to 187. Swim said, "Fuck that, that's too much." I mean, and when you do 187,
it's like a race car, dude.
You slow down to 100. You slow down to 100. It seems like you're going 2 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it's just too fucking fast.
Yeah,
and I think the fastest before that I'd ever been or Swim had ever been was in a unmarked Ford F-250 with a turbo chip in it, and it did like 147.
Dang.
Yeah. But long straightaways, not smart, obviously, but.
Yeah. Well, I had back in those days, I had a Vette, a Chevette. Yeah. That's what I had, a 78 Chevette. And if I could get that up to 30, I was doing good.
With a good tailwind, right?
Got me point A to point B.
That's right. That's right. Well, all right. I am staying across the pond today because this just happened. Breaking news, y'all, recording this early, so maybe you've heard about it by now. And, you don't need guns to kill people. This just happened at 9:53 a.m. At least 8 people, some of them children, were injured in stabbings in Northwest England on Monday, emergency services said. Police say they detained a man and seized a knife. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the attack horrendous and deeply shocking. Merseyside police said officers were called at about noon to an address in Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. Of course, y'all, noon their time is a difference from what I'm reading you now.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were called to the home in Southport, which is a seaside town near Liverpool. It noted a major incident, but said there was no wider threat to the public. It asked people to avoid the area. The Northwest Ambulance Service said medics treated 8 people with stab injuries. The injured were taken to local hospitals, including a children's hospital. The BBC and other media reported that the attack happened at a community center where a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga event for primary school-aged children was scheduled. Bera Varathan, who owns a shop down the street, said he saw between 7 and 10 bleeding children running from the building. They had been stabbed here, 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 everywhere, he said, indicating the neck, the back, the chest. They were all aged around 10. One of them was seriously injured. Now, Colin Perry, who owns an auto repair shop near the site of the attack, said the attack was like something from America, not sunny Southport, right?
So that's supposed to mean.
I don't know, but I hope all those kids live. It's going on right now. They got it. I'm looking at the picture. They got it all taped off.
Oh, wow.
and hopefully those babies live. Well, who the fuck goes in and just it's gonna be some terrorist bullshit. I mean,
it's gotta
be there. Taylor Swift yoga party, whatever that is.
Yeah,
and they went out in there to kill kids. Fuck him.
Disappointing. That, no respect for life.
No words, bro.
All right, we're gonna. Well, I'm gonna lighten it up a little bit.
All right,
and I'm sure back in your day you arrested a lot of people under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and sometimes you probably had some comical confrontations with them.
Many
you
times. Know?
Well, I'm gonna tell you about one, and it's pretty comical in Florida. And essentially, an officer on foot patrol, he gets a call and they say, hey, there's a guy sleeping inside an apartment complex stairwell and people are complaining. Can you go run him off? Basically, this was in Vero Beach, y'all. So he says, sure, I'm right by it. He walks over there and he finds that suspect standing inside that common room. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And his name was Gregory Gornell. He was 44 and he was fully nude. Mm. And so, you know, this police officer calls for a little, he says, I might need a little backup. Right. Yeah. This new guy, I don't want to touch him.
Probably was also calling so his buddy could get to see the shit show that was about to happen.
Yeah. So he does. He calls for backup and a few more police get there and they say, what are you doing, Gregory Gornell? Sitting here nude at 3 a.m. Right. And Gregory Gorner responds that he was staying at the facility because he was the emperor's helper. Really? And they said, that's what they said. Helper. Really? Yeah. And Gornell tells the officer that the building, which is an independent living community for residents over the age of 62, was under new management and that the emperor told him that he could stay there. Mm-hmm. So Gornell, who had previously been trespassed from that same building, you know, he gets asked from the police, well, how do you get in touch with the emperor so we can see if you got permission to stay
yeah,
here?
Right.
And so Gregory Gornell looks at him fully nude and he says, there's a royal outreach that could be done by using the electrical lines. And when it was all said and done, they charged Mr. Gornell with trespassing yet again, and he pleaded no contest. And they took him, you know, obviously they took him to jail before that. But his occupation is listed as a construction worker, and he has had some previous convictions for cocaine possession, theft, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. It would be I submit to you, he was probably under a little of the coca
when he was
in that stairwell. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Fully nude.
Yes.
Because the emperor told him to do it.
So many stories, bro, and people like that show up and dudes like, can't you see him? I'm like, see, dude, all of them running around my yard when they got on rainbow colored glasses.
There you go.
Yeah, motherfucker, how much meth have you done?
Yeah.
Right at 6 o'clock in the morning when I was getting off shift and then, you know, naturally had to do whatever. But yeah, I mean, yeah. It's the greatest show on earth for a reason. That's what I always said. And you get to see shit like that. We had a code back in the day. But if I call it in, call something in, if I say like B or A or B or C or D, like a B meant everybody needs to come see this crazy shit, right? Or it's a super hot naked woman or whatever it may be.
Right.
Everybody needs to come see it. And look, if they come from the other side of Paris from 30 minutes away, hold them up. I mean, we're coming. But sometimes it was, dead bodies or bad wrecks or whatever.
Well, you told one about on Real Life Real Crime about a woman in a trailer that liked to hang out in the nude.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first fucking arrests I had made. I had to flood
but she wasn't hot. Was
I know. No. 99.9999% were not. Not that it mattered. But it is. Yeah, I had to fight naked women before.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. To make a arrest. I mean, you get out there naked, you got to fucking arrest them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they ain't wanting to go to jail.
No. And then... And you get all kinds of accusations, but anyway, we'll leave it alone. So, you like to go to the mall?
I mean, no, not really. Yeah. Not anymore. I hate to go back to in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. You know? When we had old Cortana and old Balmarche, Charles was.
Yeah.
And, but the other than that, and when I had the security for those jewelry stores all over the United States, and I mean, I fucking hate them all. You just couldn't pay me to go to that motherfucker. I'd go rather go to Walmart than a mall.
Right.
And nowadays, they're not safe. And I mean, people just, because, you know, all the gunplay and everything else. Well, let me tell you what happened yesterday in Maryland, in Columbia, Maryland. One person was killed in the shooting inside a shopping mall in a suburb of Baltimore and Washington on Saturday, police said. Authorities received a call after gunfire in the food court area of the mall in Columbia, Maryland at about 6:10 p.m. Officers found Angela Little, 17, of Columbia, dead from a gunshot wound. Police determined the suspect left the mall following the shooting, and detectives believe the victim was targeted. So evidently they had a beef before or whatever. And authorities say the investigation is ongoing. Officers worked to evacuate people in an orderly fashion, and the mall was fully clear by 9 p.m. Saturday, police said. I tell you, when nothing clears a room like a little gunfire, and I'm going back to the Trump rally again. I don't give a fuck if it's Trump or Biden or Harris, whoever you support. That I'm really surprised there were at least 8 shots that dude shot, and then plus the one that killed him. I'm surprised those people just didn't trample, right? But anyway, this mall was also the scene of a shooting in January of 2014 when 3 people died after a man with a shotgun killed 2 people and then himself. There's your mall of life.
Yeah.
Fucking mall.
Well, and we're covering a lot of stories lately where these people are killing themselves after they do it. Yeah. And, you know, why take someone else if you're going to kill yourself?
Yeah. I see.
Anyway.
That's why I don't ever say – I don't like to say those people's names, because I do believe – and that we never used to report any suicides to the news. And now if it was a murder-suicide, of course you had to report it. But you don't see on the news every day about suicides. They won't report it, and you don't report it to them.
Right.
Yeah, now, if it's a murder-suicide, you got to do it. But, I firmly believe the reason is because there's other people who are thinking about committing suicide, and if they see it on the news, they're like, oh, I can just go ahead and do it. Look, if you're thinking about it, y'all, call somebody. Don't do it.
Right.
That's a permanent
solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, right. And call someone, talk to someone, whatever you're going through. Don't kill yourself, man. I've worked hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And not a one of them that didn't suck.
Yeah. And they just destroy families.
Yeah.
And
oh, my God. You did have to tell somebody's parents or their kids or whatever that their loved one killed themselves. First thing, that they don't believe it.
No.
And then, you know, must have been a homicide or whatever, but I don't know. Don't do it. Y'all call somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized, kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
Well, we got, I don't like to report on these, but 14-year-old boy in Napoleonville, Louisiana.
Down south.
Cajun country. Has been arrested and charged with rape after an investigation. Right. The Assumption Parish Sheriff's Office reports that deputies were notified of a complaint regarding the alleged rape of a child multiple times. The offenses were committed at a home, according to the Sheriff's Office, and detectives said an investigation was started and they were able to identify the suspect as a 14-year-old boy. After the investigation, detectives filed a verified complaint against the 14-year-old, accusing him of first-degree rape. The 14-year-old suspect was arrested in St. Bernard by the St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office. This was on July 18th, and the suspect was transferred to the Assumption Parish Sheriff's Office and is being held at a juvenile correctional facility. And they didn't go into, you know, how young this victim was.
Well, I can tell you it had to be 13 or younger.
That's what I'm thinking.
First degree rape used to be aggravated rape for us, and it was 12 years old. And they raised the age to 13 or under, and they changed it to first degree rape.
Yeah.
I don't know why they changed, but they did. And I don't know. That's horrible. I worked a bunch of these, too, and they all sucked, every one of them, bad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't, what do you do on something like that?
It's about the worst crime I can think of, you know, outside of murder.
Yep. I think
lowest of the low.
Maybe in some way it's worse than some of the murders because you're murdering this baby's life. You're raping a kid, a young kid. Well, let's go to Vermont. A Vermont man accused of killing an 82-year-old neighbor in Innisburg, pleaded not guilty to aggravated murder of the woman who went missing earlier in the month. I don't know how we didn't cover this one, Jim. Darren Martell, 23, appeared in court on Friday after he was charged at the Northwest State Correctional Facility in St. Albans.
where he was already jailed on an unrelated charge. Mm-hmm. So they came and added more shit to him, right? Maybe they got his DNA. He's charged in the death of Roberta Martin, who was reported missing after her daughter asked neighbors to check on her. And, well, obviously, she wasn't there, right? And a search was launched after Vermont State Police found signs of a break-in, but her remains were found on July the 21st. Now, Franklin County State Attorney Bram Cranishfield called it a terrible tragedy for our community. Martell of St. Albans was living with residents in a home next door to Martin's home in Innisburg, police say, and he's been arrested for lewd and lascivious misconduct on the unrelated charge and was already jailed when they charged him in Martin's death, and he's still locked up in jail, and it's unclear if he has a lawyer. And I don't know if Vermont has the death penalty or not, but he killed an 82-year-old.
Oh, my 82-year-old
God, female, and he's 23.
Yeah.
What the fuck? In Louisiana, I think it used to be over 80. Maybe it was 80 years old or 82. So the aggravated rape, now first-degree rape, it was my time, it was 12 and under or over. I think it was 80 or over or something like that.
Yeah.
You raped them, whatever.
They don't like rapists even in jail.
No. Well, I mean, they don't like people that kill old people either. Or young kids.
Right.
So it kind of fits in the same, almost like the statues.
Yeah.
The prisoners got the prisoner code.
Yeah.
So I just did a video Patreon thing actually this morning when I recorded 30 minutes and talked about some of the past people I put up. And like David Pender, the monsters that killed Nooney, the 82-year-old, and they made it look like a rape and all that. Yeah. And anyway, I gave an update on what I know of these different ones in prison, but they – convicts don't like people
that
do that.
No.
Murder and rape an old lady or a young kid, convict justice.
Convict justice, and they'll take care of it quick. Yep. End up like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. They give it the mob handle, right?
Yeah, that's right. Any final thoughts?
No, we just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and listening, sharing, and all that good podcast shit. And, just appreciate it.
Yeah. Check out everything else we do. Real Life, Real Crime.
Bloody Angola.
Got a little exposed on there.
Yeah, exposed. What else? You got some other stuff coming.
Local Leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Local Leaders. If you're into that podcast. Local business stuff, you can check that out.
We got so many podcasts, y'all won't be able to stand them. If you like listening, go listen. And if you're so inclined, leave us a review and tell somebody else about it.
Yeah, please do. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.